David Quisenberry is a very special young man to us here. He was a guy that I got to know right away. He was here when I first got here, and the previous staff and Rick Smith had spoken very highly of this guy. You know that he was a guy that was a very promising offensive lineman. He was a guy that can play all five spots. You know, tackle, guard, and center. 23 years old, and then he was hit with that news. And you know, I'll tell you one other thing about him is he knew. At some point during minicamp that there was something wrong with him, but he kept going out there to practice. It was amazing, you know, because he did have a big mass inside of him, and he was practicing with that. And that's an amazing, amazing thing, I think, I believe. And so we're all behind him. He's fighting. We stay in touch with text messages. I know Chris Myers spoke to him last night, and, you know, it's just something we wanted to do to show support for him and try to raise money for cancer research.
So he's one of our dearest friends. Just hearing that news, so we knew, we saw him struggling, but he's a fighter. He's out here practicing the day of, and the next day he's going through all that, and that speaks a lot of him and how hard he fights, and we have no doubt he's going to fight this. Hey, we love the guy, and hey, we know if he can do it, if anybody can do it, it's him.
In the beginning stages, it was just like picking out certain designs here and there that I wanted his input on specifically, and to be able to have him kind of see it all come up to a day like this, and being able to have the whole staff out here with him on. And fast forward, August 14th, we're trying to do a DQ Strong Day. Be able to get as many fans and everyone wear their shirts out here. So it's a big awe and shock factor. And to be able to get those funds, it's going to go to amazing research for a great cause and obviously raise awareness for what DQ has.
I think he started as soon as it happened. Chris is an amazing guy, and he's one of our leaders on the team. He's always looking out to help somebody else, and that's what a leader does. And we've been behind it the whole way, and we're just glad we're able to be a part of it.
He's made a big impression on a lot of us, and you know, myself and Dwayne, older guys, take him under our wing like a little brother. And you know, I was roommates with him at Ben Jones' wedding earlier this offseason, and to be able to kind of kick it around with him that next Monday or Tuesday, he was obviously diagnosed. So I really cherish that kind of weekend we had together for Ben's wedding. But you know, it's just something that it makes you realize how important life is. And we're out here practicing on this field, and I'm sitting here staring at NRG Stadium. It's pretty cool you get to play in the NFL, and he's right now battling cancer. So as much as we can do for him as possible, we're going to do.